was the old accumulator. So, see, the wireless had come in there. But do you know what an accumulator is?
No.
Well, it's a battery, but it has to be charged. You'd have one accumulator on your battery set.
That was a dry battery.
And a dry battery.
Yeah.
It only lasted about a week, so you see,
you'd
have one. You'd take 1 to 10 minutes to have it charged the 1 week, and come back and bring the other one back the next. But I can remember on these Yarranton buses, there were so many, because they got to stand up because there was acid in them. They'd be all around the driver's cab, wouldn't they? And there could be 50 or 60 of these accumulators. They were, in effect, about a glass container.
Would they be 6 inch square, 4 inch square?
Well, yeah, I should say 6-9 inches deep and about 4 inches square, yeah.
Right.
And they had to go to the, they put them on charge and charge it. But it was quite an important thing to, I mean, they didn't, you had radio, but they were used mainly to hear the news or the weather forecast. They wouldn't have, they would. You couldn't have it on all day like we tend to with the music today. But there was one thing I thought the other day. Have you heard anybody say about that?
Not anything about wireless, no.
Now, that was a big thing. Would you agree, Ron?
Yes, Ron, yeah.
There was no way you could
you
charge it.
You wasn't allowed to use the radio much because the batteries didn't last that long.
No.
It was usually kept for the news or, you know, something.
Often if there was a fight broadcast,
yes,
the most folks wanted to listen to it. There was a bit of boxing.
Mm.
But it was, I mean, there wasn't much sense to you. But little things like this, they sort of go away from you.
Mm.
But who'd have thought of something was so important in a home? But the bus was there. They would have taken... See, this big change, I don't know when the radio came. Again, they wouldn't be here much before 1900. It's this big change thing again, isn't it, when the radio... Because we had crystal sets. We weren't allowed to use the... Yeah, you had one. The kids, when I'm talking about 1930s, we were interested in the crystal set, because we'd get an old crystal set going. We could listen to that. We can listen to it over and above anything else. We weren't allowed to put the radio on, were we? No. Mainly because, there wouldn't be enough power. I mean, am I right, Dave? Those accumulators only lasted about a week or on?
Accumulators?
Yeah.
You'd have a job to get them to last more than a week.
Yeah, and that's why they were so strict on the use of them. I thought I was right on that.
And the radio didn't go on through the night as it does now.
I wouldn't have thought so. No, they used to. I got a feeling they finished about 9 o'clock, something like that.
Oh, is it?
Like as television did at one time.
Yes, just
when
finished.
It first came about 9 o'clock, they said good night to you, and it all went blank, didn't it?
The accumulator was similar to a car battery, really.
Oh,
it
right.
Two terminals, and it was filled with acid, and so then you have to charge it. With a car battery, you've got the dynamo or the alternator charging the battery on a car. Or these, you have a tank to have it charged. Keckley at Tenby used to charge it.
And Bamfields?
Bamfields, I never took mine to Bamfields.
Most of the garages did it. I think it did it at the... what's the one by Rosencrantz? It is a Rosencrantz garage. But it was just such an important little thing. Maybe at our stage of life, we were children in the 1930s, you see. But it's one of those things that probably folks wouldn't even think to manage. But things are important in a house, aren't they? And